Happy Monday, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well. Hope your Monday was productive and positive. It is Hood Action News. We are your hosts. I am Gigi.
I'm AE.
And welcome. So tonight's episode, it's going to be a good one. We are about to go in on these toxic masculine podcasts. The fact that they're still on air and they're able to spout such ignorance just ceases to amaze me. I'm just trying to understand the logic behind these guys' podcasts. And just to let y'all know, if I sat there and listened to one of these podcasts, and I have before, and I just reclaim my time, and a glass of Hennessy and a glass of tequila and a glass of soju and beyond, I've heard female used over 200 times in one podcast session. I'm just like, female this, female that, female this, female that, female this, female that. It is so irritating. And then sis, you go ahead, sis. I just can't.
Sis, you already know how I feel about that whole female term. It's very dehumanizing. Mm. And I just can't stand how people do not see the problem with that. Like, an animal can be female. A outlet in the wall can be female.
Yes.
A freaking fish in water can be female. So it's just like, you just call women females all the time to be dehumanizing them like it's nothing. Is disgusting. What makes me even more upset is that women, mainly black women, be using the term just as much as these dusty black men do, but yet whine about it at the same time. It's like whatever they make mainstream, black women fall behind it because they don't want to look bitter and overly sensitive. I don't care nothing about that. That is a trash term and needs to be destroyed.
It is absolutely disgusting. I hate it. And then the way that they say it, female, is so aggressive. It's just like we're some type of a aggressive ass doll. Female. I'm just like, why are you using it in that tone? It's just disgusting. And the fact that these men are saying like all this BS on these podcasts about women, but you have to rely on us women for your quote unquote needs. I'm not understanding that. You're saying all this and that and the other, but you in actuality actually need us for your needs. There's a podcast out there called Fresh and Fit Podcast. Those guys are the worst of the worst. They have the nerve to say they don't ride any dark horses, aka black women. Both of y'all mamas are black women. How dare you? How dare you? And then there's women that actually come to their podcast and sit up there like a fool. I would never walk up in there like that because I already know how my mouth would work and whose feelings I would hurt. Because I don't got no problem hitting below the belt, especially with two niggas that don't even look attractive enough to even like get a date with a crackhead. So you sitting up here, you talking all this mess, but you don't even look good enough to swipe right or left on Tinder. Tell me, just these two dudes are just, they're not even attractive, but they say all of this stuff. The stuff that they say is just absolutely just out there. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you say you date you a non-black woman or exotic woman or a Becky. I believe you date something right out the trailer park. That's who I'm thinking you dating. You out here probably dating somebody that's shaped like a biscuit can, that looks like a Becky with the good hair. Am I right? Right.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of these black men will be like, oh, I got me a white queen. My white woman is nice. And what do they look like typically? Some shit you see on TikTok. The braided hair that's braided all the way in the back and got no edges. I lashes be messed up. Straight out the trailer park. One tooth And then they use extreme, horrible AAVE. Stop. Stop. Stop, Tyrone. Please stop. You do not have a white queen. You don't. You have a Tammy Jo. I cannot with I can't with the mess. It just, it's sad. And then there's the homophobia and the transphobia. That's the thing I can't get behind the most. Like, how do you feel about that?
I just feel like you said, this toxic masculinity just want to be disrespectful to all walks of life they possibly can just for clicks and views. And trash men like them sign on to it just to gaslight other groups of people that they don't agree with.
Exactly. And it's just, it's very, these types of podcasts, like them and DJ Academics, it's very harmful to the black community. Very harmful to the black community. We have so much work that needs to be done, but podcasts like them and then people like them in general, not just even the podcast like him, like them, just makes it impossible for our people to even advance further. You know what I mean? Like old Kitten Heels, Kevin Samuels. This guy literally made a living dogging black women. Dogging black women. Supposedly he was a millionaire. Found out this man had a whole heart attack with a younger woman. I don't even know if this person was black. In an apartment that he was renting. This is a what, 55-year-old man? I'm thinking this man had a whole house and a mansion and everything. He in a little apartment. And I'm thinking, oh, you did all this to tell me that it's I don't want to, you know, dig on his death because, you know, death is sad. But this is how you went out?
Exactly. And the woman that he was with, no, nothing against her. She was plus size. He was the main one calling women big Shirleys and overweight and stuff. Like, I guess that's what you wanted, huh?
He got what he wanted. He got exactly everything he deserved. I'm sorry, not sorry. But this man was just disgusting the way that he just talked about women. And then the women would get up there. The women would get up there. And just asked him these questions and stuff like that. And they're dogging them out. And I'm just like, why would you sit up there?
Well, it was like they were trying to prove themselves to him. Like, this man is garbage. It don't matter what you say, what you do, or what you got. He's still going to find a way to trash you because that's what Dusties do. You're never going to be enough. As long as you are black and a woman, you will never be enough to any of them. And it was just being aggravating. I'm just like, why are y'all proving yourselves to these Dusties, the main ones that be living in their mama's basement, ain't got no job, ain't trying to get no job, got all these baby mamas that they living off of as well on the side. It's like, y'all trying to prove yourselves to these men who like to claim they freaking high value but only be making freaking $20,000 a year? Like, come on now.
Like, I just, it's a, like you said, it's a, all of it is just a front. It's a front. These podcasts, you know, we gonna speak it in existence for us. We gonna get this money. So we ain't playing over her, okay? We the real deal up in here. But what they're doing is putting up a front. All this is a front. Kevin Samuels did not have one dime. He have nothing. And the fact that he was profiting off of black women's pain is just more disgusting. So at this point, he's somewhere in hell burning eternally. And that's just the truth. I'm sorry. You profited off of black women's pain. You profited just by picking on our hair, our skin tone, our weight, the way we dressed. And I want to talk about something for a moment because it irritates me how men always talk about, oh, we have to have a certain definition of femininity towards them. What does that mean? You can't even accept the femininity in your own self, but you want us to be more feminine. Can you sit down, please? Stop. What is the definition of femininity to you men, to us women? Stop trying to tell us to be feminine. Stop. Just, oh my God, that dude. That dude, I'm thinking about that dude from that podcast and the things that man said. It irritated me. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the one who had I Love Feminine Black Woman shirt on. Like I said a million times, they the main reason why black women can't be feminine. Like you say all the time, Noon, when you walk outside, you got a mean mug just to feel safe. Why? Because of these niggas.
Always. Always. I shouldn't have to look upset all the time when I go out because these men out here don't know about boundaries, private space. I'm not obligated to say hello to you. Okay? I'm not obligated to give you my phone number. I'm not obligated to tell you where the hell I live. I'm not obligated to do any of that. You can't make me. And then if I tell you no, you're going to get mad at me. You're going to get mad at me. You're going to hurt me. You're going to call me out my name. Let me tell y'all something what happened. So me and my husband, right? We was walking our clothes in the laundromat. We was walking to the store, to the corner store to get us a little snack or something. This guy was in the distance, and I already could hear him trying to talk to this girl. The girl didn't want to talk to him. She clearly was ignoring him. She clearly was walking away. She clearly was over it. All she wanted to do was just go home. That's all she wanted to do was go home. Instead, the dude kept just yelling at her, talking about, give me your number, give me your number. You're not going to talk to me, shorty. You're not going to talk to me, shorty. Soon as she crossed the street and went where she had to go, you know what he said to her? All right, I ain't want to get your number anyway, ugly ass. Excuse me? So a woman doesn't want to talk to you, so the first thing you're going to say, call her as ugly. Got you.
I can't stand that old sour grape self. You just mad because she didn't want you. And then another thing is the whole gaslighting. You know, I did see this one TikTok where this guy was trying to talk to this girl. They went on a date. She didn't, you know, get back to him because she didn't like the date or whatever. And he just kept trying to gaslight her. Oh, you're going to die alone. You're going to die alone with a cat. And she like, give me the cat. Like, I'm so tired of them. They trying to force you to like them. Or if you don't, you're going to hit the wall. And you're going to die alone and all this type of stuff. And 9 times out of 10, they the ones who died.
Exactly. And that's messed up. Like, you can't get mad and call somebody out their name and physically hurt them because you didn't get a number or a date. You can't do that. And what's messed up is if you don't give them the right number, they'll sit up there and make you dial the number. Like, no, you can't make it. You can't make somebody do anything like that. And it's messed up as black women that we feel unsafe even having just to walk to the corner store, to the mailbox, or anywhere. Go to work, go to the grocery store in fear of hurting a man's feelings because he doesn't know the meaning of no. That is so messed up. There's another TikTok. Girl went on a date with the dude. She was like, IHOP. I thought we was going to go on the date. The dude was like, I only got IHOP. She's like, I don't want to go to IHOP. Let's go somewhere else. He was just getting mad, calling her all types of just names, everything but the child of God. And she was like, I'm just going to leave. And he was like, I'm going to go to IHOP by myself. You knew you was with me. I only had IHOP money. And she's like, you didn't tell me that. See how they switch it up?
Right.
It's sad. And did you see the one where she was at the hotel with the guy? And she said she wouldn't go sleep with him. And he was like, I flew you out here. You expected her to give you some. And when she didn't reciprocate it back, it hurts your little feelings. So now you're upset and you want to film it and put it out there. I don't know why dudes feel the need to do that. Like, why would you do that? Basically, in my opinion, if you're doing that and if something happened to her, sir, you can go to jail.
That's very true. Like, you trying to degrade her, but yeah, like you said, you just leaving her stranded without a way to get back home, and then something happened, then what?
See? They don't think about that. So you up here, and you're saying all this stuff, you have her on social media, saying that, oh, she's not going to give me none and this, that, and the other. But you're filming her. And if she's like on social media, you know what I'm saying? And something's going down, you could get in some trouble for that, bro, because basically she could pull a charge on you. Like, she's got evidence too. See, these dudes out here, they just do things and say things and then just, oh my goodness. I just cannot. I can't with the foolishness.
And then you got the freaking passport bros that cannot stop talking. Like, bruh, with all them charges and all that back child support, just because you got a blank passport, somebody's supposed to be scared?
Exactly. The nerve.
Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all can't even leave your mama's house. Talking about you going to go to the Philippines and find a traditional wife because these American black women, oh, they just don't know how to treat a man, all this type of stuff. Well, okay.
Got a whole family and working at Wendy's, but can't even go across the border to Mexico. Can't do nothing. Talking about they gonna find them an exotic Asian woman. Oh, an Asian woman, won't you? You live at home with your mama in the basement using her iPhone. Stop.
Right.
You know you ride the bus back to work. Come on, man. Stop. Be real with yourself. Stop. A lot of these men out here, black men in the community, they really need to seek therapy. I think it's really important that black men should look into getting therapy. It is very important. Like, us women, we should too, but black men, y'all need therapy. Like, it is evident. A lot of y'all out there need therapy. You can't be in denial about all this stuff that's happened to you forever. You need to go out there and sit on somebody's sofa and get it all out. Because y'all out here with fronting, hold your chest up a little bit too tight, and you're out here saying and doing things, and you want to make it and just put the blame as usual on black women. That's a pattern. When black men, these toxic black men, when they do certain stuff, they always turn it and twist it around and they blame it on a black woman. What did we do? Point on this black Barbie doll. What did they do to you to hurt you this bad?
Right. Y'all are the ones who hurt us the most, but y'all got the biggest chip on your shoulders. I can't.
Like, y'all mamas is black. You have your great grandmama black. Your grandmama's black. What is your problem? What is going on with you? You know, it's just a lot. DJ Academics, let's talk about this dingbat for a minute. That man absolutely hates black women. He hates them. They have to look a certain way, which irritates me. That's another thing that irritates me. Y'all, a lot of these black men out here don't want to date a black woman. They want the black aesthetic, but they don't want a black woman because they're afraid their whole child might come out looking black like them. Like, what?
Yeah, self-hate, but you want to put it on black women.
Always. And DJ Academics, this man, the things this man have said and done, the fact that he just will not stay out of black women's business. He just won't stay out of black women's business. Also, oh my God. I don't like the way that he handled himself during just Megan Thee Stallion's trial, even before that. The stuff that he was saying about her, just lying about her, having court documents allegedly, knowing he shouldn't have it, just saying a whole bunch of shit that he ain't supposed to be saying. He just irritates me. And, you know, he already got beat up by Freddie Gibbs, man, once. Like, can you just, like, stop?
Yeah, like, he was the main one trying to condemn Meg. And now that it found out that Tori was guilty, he don't got nothing else to say.
Nothing. See, this guy, you know, he had a YouTube channel called The War in Chirac, right? Y'all know why this man don't talk about rappers in Chicago no more, right? Man got scared. He is scared. This man tried to profit off this stuff, and he was talking way too much cash money shit, so he don't talk about that anymore, because allegedly they was about to do something to this man. Like, he makes...
You can't just say whatever you want when it comes to Chirac.
You really can't. There has been a lot of rappers in Chirac that have lost their lives to talking about one another. And then here, DJ Academics running his mouth. I'm like, I don't think DJ Academics ever stepped one foot inside the hood before.
Probably hasn't.
I don't think he has. And, you know, one thing about him, he likes to criticize and, like, you know, and be hypocritical to other rappers and their personal relationships and stuff. And didn't one girl try to, like, unalive this man at one point?
Yeah, she tried to pull that strap on him. Yep, she sure did. She came in with the heat.
See, this man is mad. This man is a joke. He's a cornball. He's terrible. Joe Budden tried to tell him.
And, you know, yeah, like, even his crazy self knew better.
Like, I don't like Joe Budden, but Joe Budden told him, bro, you cannot do stuff like this. You cannot go on air and say the stuff that you do in this profession, especially in the hip hop game, rappers and stuff. You know their background. You can't go off the deep end like this. You can't do that. Well, here he is today, and I guess in his closet somewhere.
Yeah,
making videos. And this man, speaking of the Chirac thing, do you know this man said he's the reason why he said he instigated things in Chicago?
Okay.
He said he's the reason he instigated things in Chicago, and that's why stuff went down like that. Oh my goodness, I don't know.
And he wondered why people were gunning for him. Okay.
He ain't got no friends in this industry. He has no friends in this industry. Vic Mensa tried to fight this man.
Oh yeah, he was reading him for filth.
I love Vic Mensa with his little handsome self. I was just like, and shout out to Vic Mensa out here in Africa doing stuff. Yeah, he up here opening schools and stuff with Chance the Rapper. See? That's some positive stuff black men is doing.
Now, Dr. Umar, you need to pick up your game. You need to pick your game up.
Exactly. Oh, remember when he got into it with Nicki Minaj?
Oh, yeah.
This man has gotten into it with everybody, y'all. Everybody is like, he's talk crap about everybody. I don't even know why. Because he was taking shots at Hot 97 at one point.
I wonder.
DJ Academics is just, I don't know. He's one chromosome away from becoming a potato at this point. I can't take this man seriously. There's nothing about this man. There's nothing visually attractive about this man. This man's voice is annoying. He cannot dress. He looks like, gosh, he looks like one of them goblins from the time I got reincarnated as a slime. Yes, I will find that picture of that goblin. He looks just like that. I can't with this man. This man talks way too much stuff. The fact that he sat up there and talked mess about Regine, that's Lil Wayne's daughter. Are you for real?
Oh, Regine. Yeah. He always crossing the line.
He gonna cross it. This is the year that he's going to cross it. And somebody's just going, well, it's up to the Lord to decide what they want to do with him. Because people have had enough with him. And I cannot wait till, you know, Meg, you know, gets everything she needs to get together and put them papers on him. Right now, Meg is resting. She needs that mental rest. She needs that break. That girl has been through so much last year. And, you know, this has a lot to do with it, too, what we're talking about. Meg is a beautiful young lady. You know, she takes care of her, you know, self. She takes care of her money. You know what I'm saying? She takes care of the people around her. She's a loving person. And this industry, this music industry, hip-hop industry is just dirty and disgusting. The fact when she first came out, everybody's like, Meg, this, we love Meg. Then after that little garden gnome and her became friends, you know what I'm saying? It didn't sit right with me because I don't trust Tory Lanez. I didn't trust him. There was just something about this dude was just wasn't right. And then we had this incident and I'm like, here we go. I noticed everybody started turning their back on Meg one by one. And that really irritated me. I was like, EJ turned his back on her. And I'm just like, really, dude? Really? Really? I thought you would be one of the people that actually be there for her, but you just turned your back on her. But it's not the first time. He did the same thing with Tamar. So I'm not surprised by that. But everybody turned their back on her. Everybody. And
her friends, yeah.
I just hate that happened because the toxic masculinity that this one little person has caused. Yeah, I sat up here and praised a man. Y'all praised a black man for shooting a woman in her foot. It's not even the foot. He shot her. And y'all sitting up here praising him, talking about Tory's innocent, justice for Tory. The man shot the woman in her foot, man. Told her to dance. There was witnesses and things of that nature. What are y'all not getting?
They still say it's accusations to this day. Idiots.
Oh my God. There's evidence. There's witnesses that came up. Meg's lawyers. She has a great lawyer, man. She got a good legal team, man. Come on, man. Y'all think that girl was going to walk in that courtroom like a fool? She had all her evidence together. I don't care if she slept with him. That ain't my business. I don't care. I care that somebody shot this woman and got away with it. She ain't shoot herself. Stop. And then you got this idiot, Kelsey, that's probably going to go to jail for perjury because she sat up there and she blindly took up for this toxic, masculine male. Dummy. Both of them are dummies. Tory's a dummy. Kelsey's a dummy. They're dummies. The label that Meg used to be at, dummy. This dude would try to take her money away. Guess what? She won that lawsuit. She won it. Y'all keep trying to screw over black women. Good black women. Meg has done so much for little black girls, helping them with school. She's trying to build a nursing home. Like, she's doing all this stuff. She, you know, since she doesn't have her mom or dad or her grandma in her life, she's doing this all by herself. And y'all out here, y'all see that too. And it just, y'all just, oh my God, this just, people are just cruel, man. I'm praying for her that she's, you know, in therapy and she's trying to get herself together because she didn't deserve any of that stuff that's happening to her. It's messed up, man.
It's just like you said, it's always the good ones they try to tear down the most. all these other dummies that just flaunt their money for absolutely nothing, buying stupid stuff. That's the ones they want to say, oh, you got to give them a chance. They just tear them down. It's the media and all this nonsense.
Exactly. Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. Meg, I just pray for Meg's mental health, physical health, overall, just health in general, that she's doing okay. Party's taking care of her. You know, her dogs, 4 and 5, you know, they're there by her side, making sure she's good. It's just sad that the people that was in her life that she counted on just disappeared. Even her own bodyguard just disappeared. I'm like, why would you do that? And I'm like, it makes y'all look even more suspicious. Like, this dude paid y'all off, bruh. This makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out here being weird, man. Y'all gotta stop it. Y'all gotta stop, man. I gotta stop. Support black women. We support y'all. We always support y'all. Yeah.
Like, that one side loyalty is gonna come to an end, though, because way too many decades, black women been supporting black men and getting absolutely nothing in return. A lot of black women are waking up like, y'all on y'all own.
Exactly. Like, we have to stand at the forefront. I need our black sisters to stand in front of us. I ain't about to get shot. No, I got kids. No. Like, I'll be there.
Yeah, they love to use us as bullet bags. Yeah, they love that, but they don't want to love us. They don't want to protect and provide and all that type of stuff. But yeah, they'll use us as a shield against the white man.
And white men can't stand black women anyway. So the white men and the black men, some of the black men out here act just like white men.
Yeah, they just chocolate-colored white men, a lot of them. This being freaking almost racist from how they be acting.
Right. They fit in the same category. They ain't got playing, man. It's the truth. It's nothing.
It's the absolute truth, yes.
Hey, come on, man. It's the same thing hand in hand. When I was voting for Trump, looked at the numbers, it was nothing but a bunch of white women and a bunch of white men. A bunch of black men voted for Trump. Like, what in the world? And y'all know how black men, some black men are. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. I don't know how this year is going to go for the black man. I hope it goes well. I hope some are out here getting the mental health they need, but the way that some of these podcasts out here, I don't even know at this point.
Right. I just feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly. Exactly. And I want to say this to black women. You are not obligated to take anyone's phone number, give your phone number out. You're not obligated to say hi. Get in someone's DMs, get in their DMs, send them pictures. You're not obligated to do that, okay? Just keep yourself strapped and protected, because it's not fair that as women, we can't even go a short distances without getting catcalled. It's ridiculous. You need a ride? Do you need to go somewhere? What's your number? You have a friend, this, that, whatever. I'm like, calm your horny behind down. I can see your wedding ring. Like, come on, bro.
Oh, my goodness. But it's true. Like, you just be trying to live your life, and here they come.
I'm sitting at the bus stop with my daughter, and here comes the garbage truck man. I'm like, they're about to blow their horn. And my daughter's like, huh? I'm like, don't worry about it. Here they come, honking their horn, like, hey. I'm like, a kid with me, man. A kid. What is wrong with y'all? They have no shame. Right, like, what is wrong with y'all? I'm like, you... And even on the bus, right, I know it's selfish to do. Like I told you, when I get on the bus, I like to sit on the outside because I'm just... Don't sit next to me. Dude got mad at me Dude got mad at me last week talking about, you ain't trying to talk to me. I had my phone up with my screensaver on, and he seen it. He was like, oh, that don't matter. He don't need to know. What's your name? And I was like, huh? What's your name? Huh? What's your name? Huh? What's your name? Huh? And I walked off the bus. He was like, man, she know who I was. She knew I was talking to her. No, I'm going to act stupid. Since you want to be stupid, I'm going to act stupid too. No. Right. Even though you smell like a Cardinal Newport trying to talk to me. His whole breath. I'm so glad I had my mask on so nobody can see my facial expressions. Like, come on. I'm just trying to get the point A to point B. I don't want to talk to you. You stink, sir. You stink.
It's always those types.
Can't even, have you ever had an occurrence where you went to the market and here comes a dude talking about, hey there?
It's usually outside the market, but I get what you're saying.
Right, like you go like in the market.
As soon as you leave.
Right.
As soon as you leave out the market, hear someone come, hey, like, no, I'm done shopping. I don't got nothing to say to you.
can't do nothing. Can't do nothing. Like, can I just please go and just get my fruits and vegetables or whatever I need? Next time I'm gonna do that, if my husband's not there with me, I go to the store. I'm gonna buy a whole bunch of diarrhea medicine on the thing. And when they be like, what you went and bought this for? I'm like, here, I got the bubble goods. See what they do then. But it ain't gonna matter. They still won't talk to you. I remember before I started dating brother-in-law, there's this guy. He had to be at least in his 50s. I got me got me some tea, and I'm out here sitting on the bench drinking some tea, waiting for the next train. Here this man comes talking about, how you doing? I'm new in town. First and foremost, I have this weird photographic memory. I've been seeing this man for a year at the same job he works at downtown. So you lying right there. Two, he's like, I'm new in town. I'm trying to make some friends. Would you want to be my friend? And I said, sir, you the same age as my daddy. What does a 50-some-year-old man need to do with somebody in their 20s or 30s? Tell me, how does that work? I just need a friend. We all need friends. And I said, yeah, we all need toilet paper, but I don't need it right now. He got up off that bench and looked at me and was like, God, dog, girl. I'm like, you need to leave. I'm not the one that you want to talk to right now. I said, don't do that, old man. Nuh-uh. No, these men out here are weird. Like, they will say some things to get with you. No, and some even know that you're in a relationship, but they don't care. They do not care.
They really don't.
Be like, I take you out to dinner. Be like, okay, and then you go you go to the Burger King, like, I thought this was dinner. Yes, it is. You can have it your way. Mess, y'all. Mess. I have a son. I have two kids. I have a son, though. And I'm going to do my best to tell him, yo, you got to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing. Because you can't be going out here saying things to women and doing stuff to women. We had a talk. It's like the stuff that's in, like, porn, per se, women don't like that. That's just for show. Just letting you know, that's not what they like. It's not what we like. Some like it, not all of us, okay? That's for show. There's a thing called consent. You can't do it because you like it. Just because you like it doesn't mean that they don't like it. If they say no, that means no. And if you say no, it means no. You know, we explained that to him. You know what I'm saying? We're trying our best. And I'm thankful that I have a husband that mama got him, his mama got him together. Like, look, you not about to go out here and do no stupid stuff like that. You're not, you know, I'm thankful for that. Because there's some guys out here that just do not know the meaning of boundaries or respect.
And no, not at all.
And I know she's going to be all right, but I get scared living in a world where my daughter gets older. There's going to be dudes out here that's going to be like that to her. And I know I won't be able to be around her all the time, but I want her to be safe. I want her to know, like, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it in this situation. You know what I'm saying? And that scares me. I'm a parent. I'm going to be scared, but I know she's got a big support system around here. I know she's going to be fine. I know she's going to do okay. Because I know her daddy will break somebody's kneecaps if something happens to her. So I already know she's good. She's good. But the way this world works, man, I just don't want nothing to happen to her. Some guy talking about, oh, can I have your number? And she says no. And then they try, no. It's not going to be a good day. You're going to see me on CNN, AE.
I'll be there with you, sis.
Be like, this girl with this blue hair came down. She jumped off the top rope, elbowed this dude right in his neck. We don't know what's going on. He's in critical condition. That's me on the news. Going to see my mug shot, too. I'm going to make sure I have my gold in my mouth, too, when I smile. I sure am. I'm gonna do a peace sign like this. I'm gonna be like, hey, for real. But man, this was a good conversation. We needed this, you know what I'm saying, to get this out here. Our podcast is different. We are all about women empowerment, especially for black women, because we need all the uplifting and all the empowering. Okay, y'all support us, man. We need y'all support. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing the thing. Support us. We support y'all. Support us. Support us. Even with our smallest accomplishments, support us, man. You know what I mean? We give life. The things that women do, we give life. We hold life inside of us for 9 months or less, just depending how long the baby wants to stay in there. But we are able to carry life. Our women's bodies are amazing. We give nutrients. We give milk, warmth, all this love and everything. A mother. So, yeah, man, start treating us right, man. Get together, man. But it's all right. We black women, we got something for y'all. We got this. But got like 46 seconds left. This is been the Hood Action News Podcast. We're going to see y'all on Sunday. Okay, Sunday. And thank y'all for listening to us and supporting us. Yeah, I'm Gigi.
I'm A.
And y'all have a good night. Thank you for coming through.